Billie Holiday and the next major step in popular song. Billie Holiday claimed that her two biggest influences were Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong. She admired Smith's power and Armstrong's style. Smith and Armstrong, along with Bing Crosby and Ethel Waters, helped chart a new path to popular singing. It was Billie Holiday, however, who took the next major step. Born Eleonora Harris, Billie Holiday, 1915 through 1959, led an unimaginably difficult life. Both she and her mother were born out of wedlock, and both were arrested for prostitution in 1929 when Holiday was only 14. Shortly after, she started her musical career singing at tables in Harlem nightclubs. These were not glamorous places like the Cotton Club, but rough bars where the girls were expected to do more than just sing. She became an alcoholic and a drug addict, and she died at age 44 after a steady decline in her ability to perform. At her peak during the late 1930s and 40s, Holiday was a unique voice in popular music. We hear her ability to transmute popular song into personal statement in her 1940 recording of All of Me. A small band led by Eddie Haywood and featuring saxophonist Lester Young provides accompaniment. All of Me, written in 1931 by Seymour Simons and Gerald Marx, is a standard. It remains one of the most popular songs of the 1930s, and over the years, hundreds of artists have recorded it. Billie Holiday's version shows how she brought the deep feeling of blues and the swing of jazz into popular singing. In essence, she projects herself through the song. As we listen to her recording, we are less concerned with words than with how she delivers them. Her performance transcends the sentimental lyrics to express the real and almost universal pain of lost love with an immediacy that the song by itself can't begin to attain. As written, words and music send one message. Her voice sends a second, much deeper one. Hers is not a pretty sound, but it remains one of the most individual timbres ever to merge in popular tradition. All of Me by Seymour Simons and Gerald Marx of 1931, with Eddie Haywood and his orchestra, with Billie Holiday vocal and featuring Lester Young tenor saxophone. Listening guide for All of Me. It's a jazz blues song. Seymour Simons and Gerald Marx, performed by Eddie Haywood and his orchestra, with Billie Holiday vocal featuring Lester Young on tenor saxophone. Instrumental introduction, first chorus. Listen for the blues derived expression, inflection, the second time, all of me, I'm no good. All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see, I'm no good without you. B, by this time Holiday has in effect begun to create a new melody to the song. Same words, same harmony underneath, but a melody quite different from the original. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. A, your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? And C, you took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Instrumental interlude, tenor saxophone, Lester Young. Second chorus, same words, but a reworked melody. Notice how Holiday compresses the melody into a narrower range. B, the vocal inflection tells us what the lyrics are trying to say. A, her continual reshaping of the original melody shows the influence of jazz practice on her singing. C, Holiday's ad-libbed lyrics are the climax of the performance. You took the best, so why not take the rest? We noticed this most clearly following up on the fact that hers is not a pretty sound, but it remains to be one of the most individual timbres ever to emerge in the popular tradition. We noticed this most clearly in the second chorus as Holiday transforms this straightforward popular song into a blues song. The melody's range narrows considerably, and most phrases begin high and end low. She sings this chorus in the top part of her range, giving her voice a particular urgency. The inflection of the melodic line becomes more intense, especially on the words lips, eyes, and cry. The note values lengthen, and the rhythm becomes freer, suggesting even more strongly than before that Holiday sings because simple speech cannot convey the emotion she wishes to express. She saves the very top note in the song for the climactic phrase, "Why not take the rest?" As her voice descends, we can feel her despair. Her performance transcends the lyrics to express the real anguish of lost love. Billie Holiday in a scene from New Orleans in 1946. It was on her only film appearance. In the film, she plays a maid. She is the girlfriend of Louis Armstrong, seen here playing a cornet, not a trumpet. Billie Holiday's art is not one of technical virtuosity. In one of the most fascinating paradoxes of jazz history, this great singer was never known as a scat singer. Recall that this means singing a wordless vocal that imitates jazz instrumental style. Nor is it a style of conventional beauty. Instead, she communicates her feelings directly, unfiltered by stylistic conventions, a preferred vocal sound or a literal adherence to the original melodic shape of the song. Like other great performers, she is a style unto herself, instantly recognizable, broadly influential, and widely, if unsuccessfully, imitated. Style profile. Jazz blues song. Rhythm, moderate tempo swing, 4-beat. Rhythm marked by guitar and bass, lots of rhythmic play and Holiday's singing, young sax solo and the backing riffs. Melody, develops from a 3-note riff. Succeeding versions of the riff keep the rhythm, but assume a different melodic shape. During the second chorus, Holiday reshapes the melody, flattening it out to make it more blues-like. Instrumentation, timbre. Holiday's vocal, backed by a band featuring a trumpet, 3 saxophones, and a full rhythm section, guitar, piano, bass, and drums. Performance style. Holiday's unique vocal timbre and her expressive blues-tinged inflections give her singing a distinct personality. Dynamics. Moderate throughout. Strong contrast with the vocal line. Harmony. Enriched 1-4-5 harmony. Many chords are not 1-4 or 5. Texture. Melody dominant with discrete rhythm section support and background figures, melodic figures, and riffs in the horn parts. Form. ABAC popular song form in 2 choruses with introduction, instrumental interlude, and a very brief tag. Key points. Holiday, blues, jazz, and pop. Holiday sings pop songs with the feeling and style of blues and the swing and freedom of jazz. Holiday's voice, a unique unconventional vocal sound that set her apart. Pop singers versus song interpreters. Holiday was among the first important song interpreters, using songs to project her experience and reshaping them in the process. Terms to know, song interpreter. Summary. Armstrong and Holiday brought blues style and blues feeling into the singing of popular songs. Their work showed how to use a popular song as a window to a singer's heart and soul. In essence, they made popular singing a more autobiographical art, bringing a jazz-like freedom into their reshaping of a melody and the timing of their delivery. With them, jazz singing goes beyond the easy swing we heard from Crosby in After You've Gone. Jazz and